You're listening to SBS News.
The ceremony in Christchurch marked 2 weeks since 50 innocent Muslim worshippers were killed and many more injured in a terror attack. They were attending Friday prayers at two mosques, the Al Noor Mosque on Dean's Avenue and the Linwood Islamic Centre on the opposite side of Christchurch. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has won widespread praise for the way she has tried to unite the country in the aftermath of the attack. At the ceremony, Ms. Ardern spoke passionately about the need to address the global issue of extremism.
But even the ugliest of viruses can exist in places they are not welcome. Racism exists, but it is not welcome here. An assault on the freedom of any one of us who practices their faith or religion is not welcome here. Violence and extremism in all its forms is not welcome here.
All 50 victims were remembered at the Hagley Park service, with family and Muslim community members taking turns to say their names. Delegates from around 60 countries were also in attendance, including Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison, the opposition leader Bill Shorten, and Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove. Mayor of Christchurch Leanne Dalzell told those assembled that while the terrorists' action were driven by hatred, they have showed just how much love New Zealanders have for one another.
We will not be defined by what happened on the 15th of March 2019. We are defined by what followed, the unity, the love, the compassion and the kindness. They are who we are. Nothing will come between us. No one stands alone. We stand together. We are one. Ko tato tato, nō reira tēnā koutou, tēnā rā tato katoa.
Farid Ahmed was inside the Al Noor Mosque when the gunman opened fire. He uses a wheelchair and was unable to flee, but still survived the attack. His wife ran from the mosque when the gunman opened fire, but was fatally shot when she headed back inside to try and save Ahmed. However, Ahmed says he doesn't hate the gunman, explaining at the ceremony that his faith means he sees the gunman as his brother.
People ask me that why did you forgive someone who has killed your loved wife, beloved wife? I have a faith. I believe in Allah. And Allah says that if we forgive one another, then He loves me.
The musician Yusuf Islam, formerly known as Cat Stevens, performed at the ceremony. He says he sympathises with those affected and hoped the negative event would come to show the positives of the response.
We learn about things through their opposites, and it's through opposites like this, the evilness of that act and what drove it, we find its opposite, which is the love and kindness and unity which has sprung up right here in New Zealand.
Yusuf Islam then performed his 1971 hit Peace Train for the crowd.
Peace Train, holy roller, everyone jump up on the Peace Train. Ooh.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.